This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
Brothers and sisters, I am so excited to be standing in the basement of the Oxford Center of Islamic Studies in the beautiful city of Oxford, in the historic city of Oxford, England. And I have Sheikh Afifi Atiqi with me. And he is one of the great senior ulama of our times in the English language, originally from Malaysia, but being based here in the Oxford Center, and also the University of Oxford for many, many years, alhamdulillah. He's giving us a tour of the private collection. This is not accessible to the public except with some special permission. And we have here the entire library of the famous Alim Allama, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda. He is one of the greatest ulama of our times. He passed away 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, and of course, I mean, he was a very prolific author who wrote such amazing books, gems, jewels. Every book that he wrote, it is literally like an encyclopedia summarized into an accessible book for the layman. And subhanAllah, he, his entire library has been donated by his waratha, his inheritors, to the Oxford Center. So we're going to take a look at some of it. We still have the original, you know, his handwriting, for example. By the way, isn't this so cool? Look at this. Just look at this. This massive shelf is going to be automatically moved and allows us access. And take a look at the collection, you know, take a look at how many, at least 7 or 8 of these are Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuddas.
7, 8 bays.
Yeah. 7, 8 bays. So let's take a look at this. For example, so this is the, I'm just like, you know, picking this up. So this we find over here is his famous book in Turkish, you know, Safahat min Sabr al-Ulama, one of his most famous books that he wrote. And if you just open it up, it's so interesting. Yeah, and he was reading this on a flight between Istanbul and Jeddah on 11th September 1981. This is his boarding pass, subhanAllah. It's still over here with his notes on it. Allah yarhamu, subhanAllah. So this is, you know, when a person gives, that was dangerous, I dropped this. When a person gives the original library, you actually find these tidbits and snippets, unless people drop them on the floor, but inshallah it's protected. And the original books that he would use are still over here. So if you open it up, you will find, you know, this is his numbering on the sides over here. If you take a look at it, this is his numbering on the side over here. This is his handwriting on the side over here. You find over here that he himself would take time to write down. You will find benefits at the back of, you know, many of these books and volumes. And now, subhanAllah, you know, the Sheikh has moved on to the next life, but we still have access to his actual library and the notes that he has in there. And so this is just one of the things, one of the benefits of our ulama is that even when they have moved on, subhanAllah, their personal collections, tens of thousands of books, they have been preserved and the notes that they have in them. And this is the reality of many ulama when they pass on, that their books and their heritage is still left and preserved. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless
Sheikh Abdul Fattah
and to give him Jannatul Firdaus, and also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this center. It's an amazing center. It's doing a lot of good work. Inshallah, I'll do another video about another aspect of the university. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya man ajabat du'a nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhul. Ya man ahala an-nara hawla خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.